Episode 173. That's episode 173 of the Ignite Your Purpose podcast. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle, a mix of a mental, physical, and some spiritual knowledge, mind, body, soul, trifecta. I'll introduce my buddy Max just in a moment. But today we are going to talk about the idea that we are all pleasure seeking animals. It's this inbuilt driver from way back in the day when the first part of our brain, I don't know where it is, the first part of our brains get formed, the kind of autonomic, the automatic processes, and that we are always seeking out things that will bring us, and that is I'm going to let Max talk about this for a second. I'll try and get my thoughts, and then we'll bring some of value, we hope. Max.
So, Johnny boy over there, he's had a hell of a day. We were having a chin wag, and we'll let John get into it if he wants to, but the chin wag was going pretty good, I think. And I think John wanted to hear specific words out of my mouth, which I don't think came out. But the funny thing is we were absolutely both on the same page the whole time. When we came back around to it in a long form way, we think the same, we want the same, we want to talk, we want to do this and all that with this certain person in mind. But at the start of it, I actually didn't say what he thought I should say maybe or wanted to hear from me. And I'm not the most eloquent or well-spoken gentleman out there, as most you probably know. Yeah. But the funny thing being is, he had my support 110% as far as recommending, wanting him to follow through, and not just for him in a selfish way, for us both on my end. And I think what we're getting at here is that we're always searching, right? We're always have that antenna up that's either searching for positive reinforcement and that pat on the back, which for some reason that word's evading me right now.
Yeah, I think the word you might be looking for is a kind of confirmation bias, confirmation that what you're saying, you think it's right, you're pretty certain it's right, and what you want is those people around you to agree with you. And if your friends and colleagues or anybody really is agreeing with you, then that's confirmation, and that kind of builds your status and your self-belief, which is a good thing, which moves you towards the good, the pleasure, the dopamine hit. Now, Max and I were having this conversation and I was saying something. He was hearing exactly what I was saying, although I was not being clear and concise at all. But the words that were coming back at me were black and white. They were, and I thought, oh, I've got a bit of a conflict here. Now, whether that's because I might have needed specific words coming back at me. So I was moving the opposite direction from where I wanted to be. I was moving away from a threat or a response. It wasn't where I needed to be. So we then put the phone down or put the internet off. And about 30 seconds later, I called him back.
Sorry, go on. We did some jumping jacks.
Yeah. we said, right, we're going to take five, do some jumping jacks and kind of get all the freaking bullshit out of the way. I called him back and I said, I was needing to hear, and I realized it was something going on in my head. I needed to hear certain words and I wasn't hearing them. So I took that as a threat to my level of status or my level of certainty that where the conversation was going, is he questioning the conversation? And it was interesting. And then out of the blue, I went, so this is what I was trying to say. I said it clear and concise. And Max went, yeah, that's what I was hearing the whole time. So we talk ourselves around in circles. And I think for me, a takeaway for the people listening is to be very, or to try to be more aware of what we're saying to certain people. So we can question people's status very easily. And if we're questioning somebody's status, that's a negative thing. If we're building them up, that's a positive thing. And depending on how we do this will depend on whether you're going to get a good response or not, whether they're going to be open to what you're saying or whether they're going to shut down in a kind of a threat response. I'm not sure if I've explained it really well, but Max, can you throw any light on this subject for anybody?
Oh, I think it's beautiful because, you know, you and I had this conversation today, but in any given day, any of the listeners will be hearing this, you know, you'll be having these conversations morning, noon, and night. Kids, daughters, sons, mothers, co-workers, teachers, principals. This is how humans communicate. So I can only take responsibility for what comes out of my mouth. I cannot take responsibility for what somebody else is hearing, right? Having said that, I think back to when John and Jack, I had that conversation, and I think maybe I fast-forwarded through a lot of the things because I was already on the same page, and I was like, hey, you know, da-da-da-da-da, cool. So let's go past that and let's skip to this. And I think John might have been like, you know, what's this guy talking about? I'm here. Why aren't you here with me? And I was like, cool. Yeah. But I've bolted down the street, but I didn't relay that to him. So again, it's this communication between people, and there was no fault. Obviously it's not John. It's not me. It's not him. It's not her. Right. But when we're aware of these things and we just said, okay, let's take a quick fiver and something's off, maybe it's not, maybe this is a poor choice of conversation. We came back and we were absolutely on the same page. It just needed to be said a little clearer. So instead of, you know, when we're in an office situation or at school or wherever out for dinner, instead of holding a grudge and being like, oh, buddy said that one time back in 83, that guy's a real prick. Let's just bring it up and say it for what it is, right? And the funny thing is John and I were absolutely 100 on the same page. Yeah. So just a miscommunication. No, go ahead.
I think that we were absolutely on the same page, but I was going through the streets and through the back alleys and over the hedges and want to include every little sentence and syllable of what I wanted to get across. And you went, yeah, I'm now just taking a ring road around the outside to the exact same place. And it works in loads of different areas. If you're hearing a conversation and if you think somebody's being really unfair, then that will affect how you feel about that person, whether you think they're a good person or a bad person. And it goes on from there. But interesting.
I'll give you an example from me today, John. I was at the gym.
Yeah.
I'm always at the gym, aren't I? And this guy said to me, he didn't say it to me. He said it behind my back, but not in a derogatory way. He just said, he was standing behind me and I was doing something. And he was like, well, you guys should have no problem doing that. You're way stronger than him. And I kind of took offense to that. And immediately, because we have these receptacles that are always looking for negative, I was like, look back at who it was. I was like, dude, I trained Krav Maga. What the are you talking? I'm saying this in my own head for about 3 seconds, right? I'm like, I will wipe the floor with all three of these dudes. What's this guy talking about? But yet all he was saying was, you guys are body mass. You should be able to pull this move off because you're stronger than him, which makes complete sense, right? Yeah. But I took it completely wrong for about maybe 5, 10, 15 seconds until I had to check myself. And I'm like, holy geez, buddy. But it's part of our communication factors and how somebody's saying it, how somebody's receiving it. You know, when John talks, I'm doing this a lot because I'm agreeing with him. If you're going like this, okay, you're not agreeing. But it's these little nuances in the human body that set off all these chain reactions, right?
And Max is a lefter and I'm a writer. I'm very logical, very scientific, very mathematical. For whatever reason, Max is a bit lefty and he's a little bit more floaty, goatee, whatever you want to call it. And we're not always going to have these conversations and understand each other completely 100%. And that's where you then pause, take a breath, control your breathing, get the oxygen to where it needs to be going, which is the brain. And when we breathe through this, it doesn't get up there very well. And when we breathe through this, it does, the diaphragmatic belly breathing. And if you don't understand or you think you've misheard it, just, you don't have to put your hand up. We're not in school, but you know, put your hand up and say, oh, excuse me, could you just explain that in a slightly different way? But certainly the how you behave has a massive impact on people. And that's your verbal and nonverbal. If you walk into a room and we spoke about these mirror neurons a couple of days ago. If you walk into a room and slam the door behind you, before you've even said a word, people have gone, whoosh. Somebody might be in a mood. Somebody may not be in the happiest of places this morning. Whereas if you bounce in, wave as you walk through the door, it sets off, you know, people pick up your vibrations through the mirror neurons up here. And they immediately drift to your level of being. So that's a bit of a long ramble about Max and I had a difficult conversation today, but we're still mates, we're still friends, and we'll be all right.
And like you said, funny thing for those who don't know, but you know, it, the support is there. Like, like I said earlier, it's a selfish thing, but I know it's going to benefit John having this chain mic as well as me, right? So it can do nothing but good. I mean, maybe it could go wrong, but you know, it could do nothing but good for both of us. So it's, yeah, you know, water under the bridge, but it's a beautiful thing because conversation is so, so at the base of everything, right? Even if, you know, if in a sentence you throw in a but or an and, somebody might take that like, but he's stronger than you, and you're going, yeah, huh? Is that derogatory towards me? And all this bull crap, right? So
the other interesting element of this conversation is if we'd have just stopped after having, we weren't arguing, we weren't fighting, we just, all right, sorry, Max was understanding perfectly, but I wasn't understanding. And if we'd have said, do you know what, I can't really think of a subject for tonight's conversation, let's leave it till tomorrow, and we hadn't kind of worked it through, if that's the right phrase,
100%.
I've gone to bed thinking, shit, is Max cool? Are we on the same song sheet? Are we still going to the same place? Because of these cognitive biases that we learn from 0 to 6, 0 to 7, however you want to sort of talk about that. You know, you pick up all these negatives rather than all the positives. But we didn't. We stopped. We did some jumping jacks, called each other right back, and now we're right back on track for where we want to be for the show.
And think about that, John. It goes with, think about marriages, think about son, daughters, when you get into your teens with your parents. It's easier to turn your back and slam the door. For both of us, we could have been like, I could have been like, well, that was weird. And John could have been like, well, that was really weird. And yeah, let's not do the show tonight. We'll talk tomorrow. And then tomorrow probably would have been weird. And instead, yeah, we just worked it out. And it wasn't hard, but it's, again, what we talked about, even with those neurons, right? We got to shine the light on these places that some people, none of us, we don't like shining the light there, right? But,
and we've got to go to these uglier places, the harder conversations. When I was in Canada, was that a month ago? My God. We woke up on the last day or second last day, and we still had one part of the course to make that we'd not finished. And Max just could not work out and could not see how we were going to pull this thing together. And so he opened up in his kind of left brain, really kind of thinking really hard about it. And I thought, shit, Max is in a mood this morning. And the energy was kind of not the same. I'm not entirely sure how we pulled it around, but it was from 1 minute to the next, you went, oh yeah, I've got it now, worked it out now. And then
I remember that.
I drove down the park or down to the river, smashed out this last element of the course. And yeah, it was a bit weird.
And it was funny for me because I remember, not funny, sorry, just part of the way my brain works. I was almost nattering at John, like, keep talking, dude, keep talking. He was like, no, I don't want to argue. But I was like, we're not arguing. I'm trying to get it. Keep talking. And I was forcing him to talk. I had my eyes closed. I remember I was something like this. And I was trying to visualize what the hell he was saying. And then he finished and I was like, beautiful. That's it. Let's go. Right. So yeah. It's getting to know each other. It's so many things, but just different ways of understanding. Right. And John had it just like today's conversation. He had it 20 years ago and I was, you know, taking the long, long road around. Right. But is what it is. We get there, but it is showing and it shows growth. Like both of us, we could have packed the bags, but it grows both of us to the humans we're meant to be. Right. So that's a huge thing.
Yeah, and that was no different to tonight, but just the opposite way around. And by diving into these difficult conversations and making yourself do the work instead of just pushing a button and expecting that instant answer, the gratification is just so much better and it will just lift you to a new level each and every time. I think we've probably spoken for about long enough now. We'd normally say this thing about subscribe and like and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to put that to one side for now. But if you do want to subscribe and like, that's mega. But podcasts seem to be kicking off right now. If you could write us an iTunes review, if you could share the podcast or an episode on iTunes, that would be incredible. It's how we grow. It's how we share this message with as many people as possible. Just like you've tuned in, hopefully to the end, and you've got a takeaway from this. We'd like to get to and touch as many people as possible. So we thank you for your time and watching and listening. And if you can give us a review, then we are eternally grateful.
This is true. And people, my last thing will be, this hard work pays off not only for yourself, but it's going to make your relationship grow, right? With whatever, if it's your wife, your husband, your boss, your employees, your wife, your daughter, your son, whatever. John and I just took another level up. Not that we needed to, but you just grow together and you evolve together. And we're talking always that mind, body, soul trifecta. So we just grew in ways we probably don't even understand right now, which is awesome. So we wish that upon you guys as well.
Okay, thank you. Good night. We'll see you next time. Bye.